This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of people around the world are welcoming a new year. Auckland, New Zealand was the first big city to welcome 2025. The AP's Donna Warder.
At the Vatican is the start of Pope Francis's holy year. In the U.S., the Cathedral of St. Paul in Minnesota will host an 11 p.m. Mass, followed by a champagne reception. In Paris, a traditional festive countdown to the new year and fireworks extravaganza on the Champs-Élysées. In London, there's a pyrotechnic display along the River Thames and a parade through the city center later in the day. And in Rio de Janeiro, 12 straight minutes of fireworks at a New Year's Eve bash on Copacabana Beach. I'm Donna Warder.
In New York City, the organization managing Times Square has tested its famous ball drop, and they're ready for tonight's New Year's Eve celebrations. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York with a look at this.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many offices that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Thousands are expected to pack the small area of Times Square surrounding the ball drop, even more in the buildings and blocks surrounding it. Julie Walker, New York.
On a more somber note, former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington, which will also be a national day of mourning in the U.S. The 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, died Sunday. He was 100 years old. Dozens of patients and the wounded have been evacuated for treatment outside the war-ravaged Gaza Strip, where the UN says Israel's attacks on and around hospitals have pushed healthcare to the brink. Several U.S. investigators have examined the site of Sunday's plane crash in South Korea that killed 179 people. No details yet on their examination. This is AP News. Now to the number of illegal border crossing arrests. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Border arrests have changed little in December. A senior Customs and Border Protection official tells the AP the number of arrests is hovering near the lowest level since July of 2020. It also indicates an anticipated surge ahead of Donald Trump's presidential inauguration in 3 weeks hasn't happened. Arrests fell by about half from the all-time high of 250,000 in December of 2023 after Mexican officials increased enforcement within their own borders, and by about half again after President Biden introduced severe asylum limits. For the second straight month, those allowed to enter the country through official border crossings are expected to exceed arrests for illegal crossings. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian President Putin just said Russia has responded to difficult challenges and will be moving forward next year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.